If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim and have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure how to get started, reach out to us. Go to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claim discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve. Welcome back, Mill Spouses, to another episode of Mill Spouse House. Molly, how you doing today?
I am good. I am really good. A much better day than yesterday. Yesterday, I felt like I was on like that emotional roller coaster going through like 80 different emotions within like a, you know, 8-hour workday. The end of the month in our field is a little crazy, making sure that everything's taken care of and kind of wrapped up so that you can start the next month fresh. Yeah, it was crazy with us not being here on Monday because of the holiday, you know, Memorial Day. That was really hard. The day before the last day of the month, it fell at a less opportune time. Sometimes the calendar works against you.
But you did what you're supposed to do. You contacted your Mill Spouse battle buddy, and we talked it out. And we had a little talk right before recording. And like, that's what you're supposed to do, you know? I mean, we all have hard times. We get hard on ourselves when it comes to those deadlines and those goals, and it's not like ending up exactly how we want it to be. But that's when you got to lean on your Mill Spouse battle buddy. And even if they don't have an answer, because like, I didn't have an answer for you. Like, I didn't have a solution or anything.
I don't think there was a solution, honestly.
But, you know, like, you had somebody that you could trust and talk to. And I think that's ultimately what everybody is really looking for, is just to be heard and to get it out and to say it out loud, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then last night I was just having, you know, after a day like that, it's just like, okay, how do I kind of reset, relax, and just start fresh the next day? And I remembered one of my favorite movies, Inside Out, because I had to laugh at how many emotions I had through the entire day. And I was like, you know what? It would make me laugh looking back at the day and thinking of my emotions as little people in my head, like the movie Inside Out, you know, like with the little red guy with like the anger and like the fire coming out of his head. I felt like that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I watched Inside Out. And it actually brought up something that I've been wanting to talk to you and actually ask you about, is it brought up core memories. You know how they all of like their little like spheres or globes or whatever you want to call them, you know, are different colors, and it represents like all of your memories. You have thousands of millions of memories, but only a few are those core memories, and they're, you know, kept in a separate place in your head and they're protected, you know? And so I was thinking, what are some of my core memories? Going back to like my first memory that I have, what are some of those core memories? And then I took one step further and I was like, what are some of my military wife core memories? I was like, I'm going to ask Aaron this tomorrow. What are some of your core memories that just stick out that you don't think you'll ever forget, that you'll tell like your grandkids one day, you know, those type of memories?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think right off the bat is there was one time when Adam was deployed and he had told me that he would not be able to talk to me for like the next 24 hours, 48 hours. I can't remember exactly how long it was. But all he said was, watch the news. And I just remember like being scared for the first time for him and being like worried and not being able to do anything about it. And I think that will always stick with me. I think the first time I met all of his brothers in arms and all of them coming to the house, I will always remember our house in El Paso, because all the young single soldiers just would always come over and they would play poker with my husband, or we'd cook for them, or I'd make like banana bread or cinnamon bread or they would just play games with us. Like, I remember having those really happy moments and feeling like part of a family. In Korea, it's been a little bit different. I think where a lot of the soldiers go straight from AIT to Korea instead of being deployed first, I think there's a little bit different of understanding and reality in terms of what it means to be a soldier. But all of Adam's unit, when they came back from the Middle East, I mean, they were so close and they really loved each other and cared about each other. And so it's almost like a feeling I'll always remember. Like, I remember our house being full of people and that like I really care about them, and I, you know, he still talks to them today, and so I will just always remember that. I think one of my core memories will always be having to quarantine in the barracks for 2 weeks in Korea when we first got here, and having an hour outside time a day, no oven, just a microwave, a fridge, two twin beds, my husband, my dog, and my cat for 2 straight weeks while I am adjusting to working at night, and he would like sleep at night and I'd be working, and then we'd switch. Like, that was really hard to do in a barracks room for 2 weeks. I'm just kind of like spitting all these out here that we can go back if we need to. I will always remember pinning my husband to sergeant. It was a very proud moment for him. I remember even back in El Paso, he would be practicing for the board, and we would like take walks, and I'd have like note cards and ask him questions and stuff. And I was always really impressed. He has a horrible memory, but he could remember all of those for some reason, like all the codes and everything. But I loved pinning him as sergeant. It was a very proud moment for him, and I was proud to watch him do that. And that, I think that's just like a really big accomplishment in the army to go from specialist to sergeant. So I would say like those are like my top, some of my top core military wife memories. I'm
Yeah,
sure I
for
have more
sure.
that will pop up if like we continue to talk, but like off the top of my head, those are them.
Yeah, and I think that's important too with core memories is it is the ones that when you're asked, like you can recall them. You know what time of day it was, what did you feel? All of those little details, like you can just remember, like you go right back to it. An important thing too is core memories don't always have to be good memories. You know, core memory just means that it's going to stick with you. And so my first military core memory was when he went to basic, and I never knew when he was going to call. And a call wasn't guaranteed. So one of my first core memories of the military was I was still in college at this point and working, and so it was really hard, but I was always on edge because I was always waiting day or night for a call. You know, that was our only communication other than letters. And I would send a lot more letters than I would receive, you know, rightfully so. But, you know, it's such a strange feeling going from being in constant communication with someone to just not at all. Like going back to like old school letter writing, no text messages. That was definitely a shock because we love to communicate. I mean, I would get good morning text messages, good night text messages all throughout the day, no matter how busy we were, you know, we were communicating. And so I remember I missed his first call. I think it was like, gosh, and I say that like the details matter, but I don't remember when in the process it was, but I do remember it was like the one of the first times he called. And not that initial one, like right after drop off. I think they get one like within 24 hours that they made it to basic. They call. Like they're reading off a script, like, hey, Molly, I got to basic training. You'll get a package of my belongings in like X, Y, and Z. Like it was very scripted. So I don't mean that call. I mean like the first call, like personal call that they could make. And I think I'm almost positive it was like 2 to 3 weeks. I'll have to ask him, but I think it was like 2 to 3 weeks in. I remember I had just gotten home from work and I was like going from the car into the house and my phone just didn't ring. It just didn't ring. And I remember I was like walking up the stairs and I pulled out my phone and I saw like the Chicago area code. Like I knew it was him. Like I knew it was him. And I remember sobbing. literally on the stairs, just lost it. I was like, I cannot believe I just missed this call. And I'm almost positive he left me a voicemail, which made me sob even harder. But I was distraught. And aww. I was like, and my roommate was like, what is going on? Like, I couldn't explain it. Like, no one understands, like, another military spouse, you know, that, like, he's fine. He's not hurt. Like, you would think from the reaction that I had that, like, something was very wrong.
Well, you feel bad because you want them to know that you are there and that you are supportive. And, like, you, not only do you miss them, but you also want them to know that you miss them too, but that you can't reach to them. That's so funny that you say that, because I was just reading on one of those MILSPOUSE subreddits that this girl was really upset because she missed the call from basic. Yeah. And like, everyone's trying to say, you're not the only one that's done that.
You want to always be available. And, you know, yeah, I was, oh, that was probably my very first memory. And then my second core memory would probably be at the basic training graduation. And again, I can't remember what award he was given, but he was given an award. And so before, like, the, you know, I don't know how the, you know, other branches do it, but in the Navy, it was inside because it was winter in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it was inside this huge building. But prior to them all marching in and doing all of that, they gave the awards. So the first time I saw him in 8 weeks was in this teeny tiny little room. It was the first time I had ever seen him in uniform. And it was like probably a room full of like maybe 20 people. So there were not very many people, and his mom and dad were there as well. And I think his brother was there too. Yeah. So it was, you know, just the four of us, and he marched in, and obviously he couldn't look at us because he was never given like the parade rest or whatever, like the relax, like you can relax because he was being awarded.
Yeah.
But I will always remember him coming in, and I was just like, I obviously recognized him, but he was like, it was in a way that I had never seen him, like, so serious and so militant. And I mean, I hadn't seen him at that point in his dress whites. I hadn't seen him in any uniform whatsoever. And so that was kind of like the moment that I was like, oh my gosh, this is our future. And that was a crazy moment. And that was the whole basic training graduation weekend was a whirlwind, because my next core memory was spending, I think it was like 8 hours in the O'Hare airport. So he was due to fly to his A school station that next morning, and they needed everyone at the airport. I think we went to dinner, and then he had to report right back. Like, he had to go and muster right back. And then, like, I was like, well, I literally haven't seen you in 8 weeks. Like, I'm coming to the airport and sitting with you until your flight. Like, that was our only opportunity to actually be together before he essentially moved across the country. And I don't know when, like, at that point, we weren't sure when I could go visit him because it's A school. And everything was so new, and he didn't feel like he could ask. And so we didn't know the next time we would see each other. And I was just like, okay. So I got up at like midnight. My dad drove me to the airport from our hotel, dropped me off at the airport, and I got a gate pass. And we sat, we ate, we talked, we snuggled, we slept in the upright seats of the airport for however long we had, until he had to board and until I had to go back. And I'm so glad that we were able to do that, because it would have broken my heart if I only got like an hour with him. And that's pretty much what we got, is like a celebration dinner, and then he had to report back. And I was not expecting that. I was expecting that, like, they'd pretty much let him like come back to the hotel room and hang out for a while, but that was just not the case. But yeah. And then other core memories. Oh gosh. The first time I went on a base, I was so nerve wracking.
Oh, me too. Or by yourself, you're driving on it by yourself, and you're like, I didn't even tell you.
Where are you going, ma'am? I don't know.
I got my car searched for the first time with like the dogs and everything. Cause it was just routine. I think they were doing them because the president actually came not that long ago. And so I think they were like doubling down on security and stuff like that. But I Like you don't have anything in your car. Like you're not doing anything wrong, but you feel like you are. Like I had these airmen, the security forces, like with their vests and their dogs. Ma'am, can you pull over to the side? And I pull over to the side, and like I get out. Can you open up all your doors? Yes, I can. Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm like, I don't have anything that I would get trouble for, but you don't, like, you're sweating because you're just like, this is so official. And then the dog sniffing everything in your car, and you're like, I know the
I
dog
hope I
knows
don't
how
have a
to
sandwich in there.
do. Like, I
Oh, the
know the
dog's not
dog,
hungry.
yeah, knows how to do his job. It's not gonna bark for no reason. But like, what if it does? Like, you know, like, of course it was fine. But that's so funny that you say that because, like, yeah, I remember the first time I went on base for, or well, it was a post. So first time I went on post on the first time, and then I'll never forget getting my car searched for the first time.
Yeah, and it was just such a crazy, it's a whole, honestly, it's like a whole other world. Like on a base, there are different rules, and I felt like I needed to know everything. And I know we've talked about that as like everyone's new at one point, but like I really did. It was just so overwhelming when I went on base, because then he was in A school, and so like he had to like salute and do certain things when he got into the barracks, and then there was morning colors, and I didn't know that you had to like stop whatever you were doing. It's just there's so many
Yes, there's
things that
so
come
much
into
stuff.
play that after a while you just get so used to them.
And then you're like, well, Fort Bliss is one of the largest installations in the country. So it was huge. It was the size of the town where I'm from.
Yeah, I
And you're
remember being
like,
like,
I
there's
didn't
a movie
know.
theater here, there's a gas station, there's a grocery store. Like, I don't know what I thought a base was
Me
going to
either.
be, but it was not what it actually is. Because we were on a Gulfport, which is a pretty large Navy base. And then actually, oh gosh, no, we were on Keesler, which is an Air Force base. And so both very equally as large. But yeah, no, we were on a Gulfport. Yeah, we were on Keesler. Gosh, I say it's a core memory, but again, the details are getting fuzzy.
That's okay.
So many years ago. But no, and then skipping ahead, I mean, yeah, there are definitely a lot of memories at each base that we went to. I mean, obviously, he was at Keesler for A school when we got married, and that was a whole very large core memory is that entire day and weekend that I went. And then I would say, so you would think like military spouse core memory would be like coming home from deployment, obviously. You know, but when I was thinking about it last night, one memory that stuck with me is actually when he texted me that he was coming home. Not necessarily him coming home. I mean, that was obviously amazing, but him like texting me, letting me know, because we didn't have a date for a long time. Or maybe we did and he just didn't tell me. I don't know if
Yeah,
I
and
wanted to know.
even if you have a date, it moves. Like you really don't know
Yeah,
for
I think
sure.
that's
And you
why I didn't want to
also
know.
and it's hard to, you can't really talk about it either. Like you know, I don't, if you are a new spouse listening, like there's rules about that kind of stuff. Like you can't be so excited that you post on Facebook 'cause that'll prevent them from coming home for weeks. You know, like
It's a security issue. If you can like if you like post your countdown or you know whatever.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
And they won't come home.
And yeah, so I think it was the first time. Yeah, like I remember I was in my apartment. It was like late at night because it was early for him and he got word that he was coming home and we had a date, we had a time, we had like everything. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is finally happening. Because you know, the last month of deployment is like longer than the entire deployment because you're just waiting for that text that's like makes it official, like I'm on the plane or I'm stateside or whatever it is. Or if you know, if they're surprising you know, but you know it's coming, but you just don't know when. It's kind
You
of
get
like the end of
nervous.
pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the end of pregnancy. It's coming. And if it's not your first child, you know what's going to happen, but then you just have no idea when. But yeah, so I think both of the times that he, you know, messaged me that he was coming home, but especially his second deployment when I was very heavily pregnant, waiting anxiously to get that text message. His mom was down helping me prepare the house for baby, and we had a shower right before, and I remember I got the text message and I cried in my room for a while, and then I came out and I was able to tell her the good news that he was coming home and he'd make it home for the birth. That was a day that I will never forget, ever. Even more than him actually coming home. That tiny little validation that we were almost positive he was going to be there for the birth, because I had had no symptoms. Well, I had very little symptoms. I didn't think I was going to go into labor like right then, because I think we had like a week notice that it was a potential of him coming home like next week. That he got word. And so again, still not a date, still not for sure, but like that was better than a month and him getting a plane ticket when I was in labor.
Yeah. It's also like the first wave of safety in a sense, like the first wave of a safe feeling of like, we got through it. He got through it. We got through it. You know, like it's that first. And then there's the nerves, because like, you know, deployments change people, whether if it's a small change or a large change. But I remember getting like nervous, like, you know, are things going to be different when, you know, he gets back or sees me in person again, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm glad you brought this up, Molly, because I was listening to, we have a dear friend who has a podcast named Dr. John. He's a senior veteran coach at VA Claims Insider, and his podcast is Doc on the Road. I will definitely post a link to his podcast in our show notes, because I also help him produce that and make sure that his stuff gets on air and stuff. But not only is he a paratrooper, was a paratrooper in the Army, but he's also a psychologist. He was talking about how it's important for vets to remember the good memories for when things get tough or dark and those bad memories start to flood. So I think it's good for us to talk about our core memories. And yes, there are some bad ones, and that's okay, but there are some really good ones. And I always try to remind my husband of that when he's having a tough day in the Army. You know, I try to talk about the brothers that he had at Fort Bliss and how happy we were with people coming over and spending time together, and all the great people that he's met and all the great accomplishments that he's had. And I think us as military spouses, we have to do that as well. It can get very tough, especially if you're a spouse right now and you're going through that deployment. You got to hold on to those good memories to get you through. You got to hold on to that hope, and you got to hold on to the bigger picture, which can be hard to remember.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. It can, like I mentioned, the last month or two of deployment can feel so long. No matter how you approach it, I feel like everyone, just if you're waiting for something, it's kind of like a watch pot. You know, it's going to feel a lot longer for that water to boil if you're constantly watching it than if you're not. It's hard not to think about it, but it will end. It will end eventually. You will have your service member back home with you. But yeah, stay strong.
And get together with your mil spouse, battle buddies, and go to lunch together, and then talk about what was your favorite moments. What are your core memories? I think it's been good for us to talk about, because I, you know, I was having a stressful day before getting on with you, Molly, and I think talking about those core memories has kind of helped pull me out of a funk and will shape the rest of my day.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually made a video. My daughter just turned 4. And for her birthday, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but she is obsessed with Belle, Beauty and the Beast. Belle is her favorite princess ever. And she has been obsessed with Belle probably for 2 years now. Like, she runs around the house acting out different scenes of the movie. She knows every line of the real movie as well as the animated one. And she just is obsessed. So I said, well, it's fitting that we throw her a Beauty and the Beast birthday party for her 4th birthday.
Absolutely.
And it was her first birthday party with friends, because it's the first year that she's in school. And so her school friends were there, and all of them dressed up in princess and their princess gear and their princess dresses. And she, of course, was in her Belle dress. And then we surprised her, and we hired a Princess Belle to come And her reaction to Belle was priceless. And I hope it is a core memory for her. And I actually made a video on TikTok of her reaction. And I put the Inside Out core memory sound behind it. And I cannot stop watching. Cannot stop watching it. So maybe I'll try and get that video on our feed. It's really fitting talking about core memories. But yes, that sound effect, the core memory sound effect from Inside Out is, oh, it literally brings me to tears. But it was one of my core memory moments as the parent, is like making her feeling like I made her dreams come true because Belle came to her birthday party, you know. And it was just, I think it'll be a core memory for us both. I hope so, at least.
I love that. Yeah, make those core memories with your family and your spouse, and maybe make that a goal this weekend to either talk to one of your friends or even your spouse about your core memories in the military and being a military family, or try to create a core memory, something really special, and do something fun this weekend.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to ask my husband what his core memories are of the service.
Me too.
Because I'm very curious to see, you know, if he remembers some of the things that I remember, and just looking back at the good stuff. Because yeah, it did, at the end, military life got a lot harder at the end than it started out. But there were so many good memories in the beginning and in between, and so many people that came into our lives that wouldn't have come into our lives if it weren't for the military.
Yeah, very true.
It's important to remember.
Very true. It's an experience that only our community understands. It's a very unique community. I hope that we have sparked some of those memories for you all.
Yeah, and if we did, feel free to share them with us.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
I get emails all the time. I love responding to them, and I send them to Molly too. And if you're a vet spouse listening and your spouse needs help with anything that they might be going through, please message us. We're very connected and we're able to help. So just reach out to us.
Yep. And if we're, for some reason, if we can't help your situation, we will find a resource for you and point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. And with that being said, from our house to yours, have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Mill Spouse House is brought to you by VA Claims Insider. Let's face it, the VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even get rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported more than 15,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their ratings. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call with one of our team members by going to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill to speed up your claim and increase your rating.